Because of the language in the new budget, some counties have rescinded their COVID-19 mask orders out of fear of losing state funding. That's despite the fact that Whitmer issued a letter when she signed the budget declaring that language is not enforceable. The same is true, she said, for fiscal sanctions against state universities because they have autonomy under the Michigan Constitution. But that statement is not a veto. The language itself is still in the law, even if the governor says it's null and void. So there's confusion and uncertainty over the force behind Whitmer's letter and whether schools and counties will get their money if they have COVID-19 health orders in place and someone decides to challenge that. Jillian Conrad is with the Berrien County Health Department, which has withdrawn its mask order. Conrad says it's not the choice she wanted to make.
Our legal counselors had advised us that Governor Whitmer's statements would not hold up in a court of law.
Conrad said she'd be more comfortable if there was a court decision upholding Whitmer's position or a formal opinion from Attorney General Dana Nessel to reassure local governments they won't be punished if they stick with their health orders. But as of right now, every county is making its own decision and hoping for the best.
The language that was thrown into the budget bill throws chaos out into the field again, and we're stuck with that consequence.
Peter Spatafor is with the Michigan Association of School Superintendents. He also says the situation is uncertain, but the governor's statement is reassuring.
There's a little confusion out there because the language is in the law, but it does mean that we're on stable ground. The governor and her team have conveyed to us several times that we are not at risk if we continue to follow local health department advice and orders of losing our funding. And that's good.
For her part, Governor Whitmer says there is no ambiguity.
You've read the letter. You've quoted the letter. The letter speaks for itself. There's not much more to add there. We recognize that, we've consistently said I'm not going to let anyone get in the way of locals making determinations to keep people safe, and that's the case.
Okay, so no ifs, ands, or buts, there's no, it's just straight up, they're getting the money, they're getting all that money because the language is not enforceable.
Correct.
And even though Whitmer and Republicans in the legislature have fought over her use of emergency authority to combat COVID-19, GOP leaders appear to have accepted the governor's action. Representative Tom Albert chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He says this fight is over for now.
The bill has been signed. We're moving on. So this issue's not going away. So is there going to be more opportunities in the future to try and address this issue and still try to further have local control? Absolutely, I think. But for now, the budget's done.
Albert says he's turning his attention now to bargaining with the governor over how to use $6 billion remaining in federal COVID-19 assistance for Michigan. And he says the question of restrictions on state and local health orders can be revisited then. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.